Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Guys, it's Andy's Girls. It's a petite episode because I literally just woke up, saw a headline, and then just honestly toddled into the office because I said, Lord, there's so much that has gone wrong in my life, but there's something that just went right. And even though I have not slept a reasonable amount of time in the past 2 days because of nightmares about my family, I just said to myself, you know, in the words of Mr. Rogers, look for the helpers. And thanks to people.com for a sort of oddly framed headline, not the literal headline back, but sort of the content. I was like, oh, this is going places. But don't we love when places are gone? Look at all the places you'll go. A headline from People this morning, or I guess last night when I was dreaming of hiding in the annex, also known as storage room at my parents' house in Rhode Island. Alexis Bellino announces exit from the Real Housewives of Orange County. Quote, I was not asked back. Somebody shut the door on Alexis and John. Yes, it's a package deal because she is not herself a whole woman. Okay, let's get into it. I just want to kind of share the piece because I am truly half asleep and then maybe share a couple thoughts. But this is literally, I know I always say it's a mini episode and then it's 7 hours long, but this is a literal mini episode, which you already know by however long the episode is. I like that I always say that at the beginning, more to myself, honestly, than maybe anybody else. Alexis, shocking, devastating news. Alexis Bellino will not be a part of the Real Housewives of Orange County's upcoming 19th season. Holy shit. In my head, honestly, I thought we had jumped to 20. I don't know why. The reality star, okay, and now asterisk, announced her exit from the franchise while guest hosting the Going Rogue podcast in an episode that dropped early on Friday. Thank you. It was technically today, Friday, December 20th. I was not asked back, Alexis told guests Roxy Earle of The Real Housewives of Toronto, which I have not yet seen, and Carlos King of the Reality with the King podcast. Bellino, who first made her debut on Real Housewives of Orange County in season 4 and left after season 8, had returned to the hit Bravo show for season 17 after a 10-year absence. Absence does not always make the heart grow fonder, this time in a friend of role. And while a few, including executive producer Andy Cohen, Andrew, how dare, celebrated her comeback, many of the fans and people with eyes and ears turned on the mother of three as she butted heads with longtime housewife Shannon Storms Bedore. I might be adding a little bit of my commentary, as you may have noticed. The two had plenty of reasons to be at odds. For one, Alexis's ex-husband Jim Bellino sued Storms Bedore for defamation in 2018, a legal battle Storms Bedore eventually won in October of 2020, worst thing that happened to our world during the early parts of 2020 when Shannon was being sued. But that came at the cost of losing hundreds of thousands of dollars that she spent defending herself. Oh, dot, dot, dot. Oy vey. And then there's the fact that Alexis is currently engaged to Bedore's ex-boyfriend, John Jansen. Despite some attempts by, that was very newsy of my voice. Despite some attempts by Alexis to mend fences, she and Storms Bedore never got there, likely because Alexis continued to stick up for John in his own legal battle with Shan. And in a historic scene, well, or scene, filmed after the reunion that ended the season, it appeared clear they would never get to a place of peace. Yes, because that was like a dangled carrot, or lemon, of which 8 remain in a bowl. As Heather Dubrow and Tamara Judge confirmed Shannon's suspicions that John had in fact heard the crash that led to Shannon's September arrest for an alleged DUI and hit and run, and hadn't gone to the scene to check on her. And then later on, kids, blamed it on his own children and said they told him not to. And he just listens to his kids, right? He doesn't have his own moral set of values or understanding of life. He says, nay, I shall listen to the children are the future. BCC Sondheim children will listen. And they listened to a car crash and they said, daddy, don't go. And so he didn't. Continuing on. So it should come as no surprise to fans that Alexis won't be returning. In fact, she herself said she was expecting it. I can't say it came as a shock. It did not come as a shock, Alexis said on Going Rogue. I like that. She said, I can't say, so I'm going to say it didn't. It was a hard conversation. I guess I wasn't really prepared because I didn't think contracts were coming out. Like, I thought we had more time. Ugh, don't we all? So it was a shock when the call came. Ugh, I wish I had been on that call. If there had been one time I could have been on a call, it would have been that call to John to let him know to tell Alexis that they were fired. So it was a shock when the call came, but I was never shocked about that information. Okay. Can't say it came as a shock. It did not come as a shock. Now I'm understanding what she was saying. It's early in the morning. It was a little bit of a relief, she added. I mean, nobody wants the rejection and no one wants to hear you're not asked back, but it had already happened to me. It happened to me in season 8. I've been there, done that. Why is this making me laugh? In addition to Alexis, Shannon, Heather, and Tamara, season 18 of Orange County also starred Emily, Gina, Jennifer, and newcomer Katie. Bravo famously does not comment on casting, but a source tells people filming for season 19 of Orange County is expected to begin in January with all others returning. Yeah, duh. It's perhaps the fact that it made it even more apparent to Alexis. It's perhaps that fact that made it even more apparent to Alexis that she wouldn't be asked back. On Going Rogue, she noted that while she's very good friends with Jen and Katie, she's still working things out with Heather and Tamara after feeling hurt by what they said to Shannon in that final scene. You know, when they told her the truth, she's hurt by that. And Alexis goes on to say, I didn't know after that scene, how do I fit in? I still thought there might be a way they can make it work for everybody to come back, meaning me and but John, mostly John. But, you know, the cards played the way they did. How do you bring someone back who is not a fan favorite versus the fan favorite, she noted, of Shannon's popularity? Amen. And I get that. Despite the outcome, there is something Alexis can be proud of when it comes to her time back in Orange County. She helped the series bring in its biggest audience in 5 years, The Wrap reported earlier this month. The Wrap reported that the show had brought in its biggest audience, not that Alexis was like solely responsible or anything. According to the outlet, which cited Nielsen Live plus 35-day multi-platform viewing figures, season 18 averaged 3.1 million viewers, of which I was at least 2.7, and 1.6 million viewers within the 18 to 49 demo, of which I barely qualify, hashtag spiritually mid-20s plus. I mean, honestly, late teens. Early, mid-teens. What's high school? Someone help me. But what's that? Can you tell? I'm truly tardy for the party today, and it's early in the morning. Both the show's highest total and demo viewership saw a 5% uptick when compared to last season. Who cares? The success, except I do, because it's about Shan. The success boosted the show to rank within 2024's top 15 entertainment series in the 18 to 49 demo. Do we no longer care if anyone's over 49? I know that's like big for advertisers, but literally, I don't care. All seasons of the Orange County blah, blah, blah stream on Peacock. Okay, couple things. Honestly, I really only have one thought, which is like, pray for John. Just everyone come together and pray for John, because Alexis being asked back means John hasn't been asked back, which means they're like pathetic, sad, yearning attempts to stay in the spotlight are going to become so much worse. And I'm still waiting, by the way. Let me head on over to Alexis Bellino's social media. I can't follow her for moral reasons, but that might change on a day-to-day basis. I really kind of check in with myself and I say, is today the day that I drop below the floor? I just want to see if Alexis has brought up, she said she was going to do like an Instagram live weekly video series, and then it felt like her language was changing into a podcast where she was going to give live commentary on the rest of the season that finished weeks ago. And then she was just going to report and tell the truth on the season. I don't know if she's waiting to just take over going rogue and have that be an especially rogue filled decision. Just looking at her Instagram story, she's on some sort of boat in the water. Maybe she's looking for her future there near that heart-shaped diamond that was thrown overboard. Do I feel sad for her? I feel ever so slightly, just a tinge sad for myself. The most important part of this saga, the most important person not named in that people.com article, shockingly. Because when it's about Alexis, it's really about us. You know what I'm saying? She's a reflection of how we hope not to see ourselves. And I just kind of feel, you know, this season was incredible. It's one of those seasons that's like one of the most exciting, honestly inspired seasons to discuss on the pod, because I just felt like there was always something to say. I don't know if that's solely because I hashtag stand for Shan. I just think it was an incredible drama filled season that at times was devastating to watch, because it was like, how low can the show go and when will they unnail Shannon from the cross, in the words of Victoria Gumbelson, just like Jesus did or was. Happy holidays. I just kind of feel like this season was so good. How will it become even better? But that doesn't need to be the goal. The goal just needs to be next season's going to be fucking insane, because Shannon in the finale had this like heart to heart with Tamara and Heather, and then after, not the finale, the reunion finale, and then after the reunion in press interviews on Jeff Lewis Live and elsewhere, was like, well, I hadn't finished cooking. And when I finished cooking, I realized, wait a second, but they never told me this before. So she's coming back in. So that whole feeling of like, oh, and we're circling back to each other, we're having that yearning conclusion to this Michigas. There's just going to be a little bit of a dot, dot, dot there. There's going to be an asterisk. Tamara might actually have to do a little bit more strength training. She might need to up her cardio, because it's not going to be the smooth ride that maybe some people anticipated after watching that kind of confounding end to the season. But with Alexis, I think it's going to be tough, because now the argument will be, I guess, same as it always was, like John doesn't have a voice, so we need to ensure that he has one. But this is terrific news for John, no, who per Alexis offered her twice the salary that she would have been making prior to joining the most recent season if she didn't join, because he didn't want her to do it that much. But I guess, you know, the search for fame is also priceless. So she's not being asked back. I guess he saves money by not doing that again, since he wouldn't want her to be back, right? Since all of her social media posts have been how devastating and terrible this has been for her. Now that the door is closed, she can focus on other things like her relationship with John, a relationship that no longer needs to be a throuple, where it's like the ghost of Christmas past is no longer there. Christmas past, I guess, being Shannon, present being the show, and the future being the amount of money that John will make as a result of this business endeavor. I just kind of feel like this is good news for them. No, I feel like it's bad news for us because they're going to continue to insert themselves, because it feels like the framework of their relationship is being the victim of prior misdoings, alleged or whatever. And so what happens if you no longer have, not that they had any kind of control of the narrative, but I guess their argument was slightly stronger when she was still, of course, on the show, that there was something that they needed to respond to. What's the worst case scenario is if their response needs to be Shannon just continuing with her life, because I don't think that they understand in the ways that Alexis has really just genuinely been physically a vessel for John's anger, rage, jealousy, vengefulness, upset, whatever, ego, pride, whatever else. I think that maybe their hope could be that Shannon will serve that next season. But the problem is that if Shannon references John in any way, and you better fucking believe she's going to be cautious, or references Alexis, it's not specifically going to be about John and Alexis anymore. If it sort of ever was with some of the Alexis stuff, it really ended up genuinely it's about John. insert John where Tom once was, not literally. I think the problem is going to be that with the Shannon has, I think, understandable upset toward Tamara and Heather, even solely based on the end of the reunion finale, based on the fact that she now understands they knew that information and intentionally hid it from her and could have inserted it to defend, protect her, or just speak the truth at any point during the reunion. At any point during the reunion, they chose not to, because they didn't want to, what, piss off Alexis and John? It's not like upset the audience. The audience would have loved it. It was just kind of defending themselves, I guess, or not wanting to be as actively involved and just watch Shannon be, again, nailed to the cross and not having necessarily any other kind of role aside from like quiet voyeur and someone just closing their eyes, hoping for the madness to end. I think the difficulty will be that Shannon, I would understand, understandably so, rightly so, would want to reference all of this, which of course quite literally means referencing Alexis and John, but as a way to say, you guys weren't the kind of friends, defenders, protectors that I needed, that I absolutely deserved. So she can reference these moments, but in doing so, how do you do that without quite literally being like, that man I used to be with, that woman who used to be a part of our tertiary friend circle? How do you do that even when you're not naming them? Like, Shannon isn't allowed to own any aspect of what happened to her. John and Alexis believe that she has no ownership of what she experienced because of their behaviors, which they would argue came as a result of her actions. She has no right to it. She has no right to discuss her relationship. She has no right to discuss the lawsuit. She has no right to discuss her own fucking arrest. And, you know, seemingly her loved one's silence after that, and then honestly kind of cover up manipulation of not seeing the photo of her bloody and everything else. She has no right to defend herself or speak of it in any way. She's not even a witness to her own life in their minds. Or rather, if she tries to be and does her job of living her life on reality TV, Alexis and John, honestly, arguably, understandably, have the right to respond to it. Of course they do. The thing that goes against their responses is John's argument that he doesn't want this. If John was more honest and like claimed the villain narrative or at least claimed reality, I think it would argue, it would be a cleaner hit from the rest of us to be like, this is bullshit. But in order to do that, you might have to remove his like victim complex from this. If John just said, you know, I like doing this, which is the thing I guess he was saying while he was dating Shannon that she was trying to cover up so heavily. This, maybe their upset might make more sense. Maybe their, I would assume, decision to try to claim a spotlight in whatever way would make more sense. But they constantly have to use Shannon to make their like claim to fame work, because it could never be that they want this, which is wild. Who goes on reality TV and attempts to say at this point, in the year of our Lord and Savior Sutton Strack 2024, and claims to say that they don't want the fame, they just want their, you know, search for truth, amen?
I never knew you could treat depression symptoms from your phone. But with this prescription app called Rejoin, it's possible. It's for adults age 22 and up with major depressive disorder who want to add to their antidepressant medication. And get this, it's the first and only prescription app authorized by the FDA to treat depression symptoms. Rejoin does not replace your current medication. Be sure to use as directed by your healthcare provider. And if your depression symptoms worsen, seek help immediately. Get started today by talking to your healthcare provider or visiting meetrejoin.com. That's meet, rejoin.com. Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? In the words of an unnamed former OG New York housewife, we support other women. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. In our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormone changes our bodies go through. Perimenopause, menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we don't suffer through it. In the time before that time of the month, I don't feel like myself. I recognize a change in emotion after the fact, but during it, it's so difficult to understand what is different about the experience of being me that changes in a matter of days. The good news is we don't have to suffer through any of it anymore, because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone-supporting supplement. It's become a phenomenon. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit, feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 30,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code AndysGirls at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code AndysGirls for 15% off today.
If you are John and Alexis, to continue to try to claim a spot in the sun and say you're only doing it because John's former lover remains on reality TV is to me to suggest that they have no other form of reality to live and experience. It feels like their reality, or the reality that they wanted us to see, was entirely framed around Shannon. And maybe this like newest update will change things. Maybe they will soften and really decide we want to just kind of live our lives and maybe develop a different persona. But I don't know. The irony here is like, by Alexis being a friend of this past season, she loses the chance to be seen as any kind of like multidimensional person. Or if she really, really fucked up as a friend of, in terms of like audience grace, she's not afforded any additional grace by us seeing other parts of her life, which maybe she wanted. She's very private about her children. I don't know. I think she understands the complications of being a friend of. She's talked about this publicly this season as the season has aired, that like she wasn't kind of given the extra layers because the focus was only around this. But then the counter to that is, if you were only focusing on this, what else are cameras going to show? Like, I don't know that we would have seen Alexis developing friendships with other members of the cast, let alone seeing other aspects of her life that weren't framed around Shannon. And maybe that's not entirely on Alexis. Maybe it was like production's like, let's get more of this. But she certainly didn't help herself. So now that she's no longer on the show at all, which is kind of an interesting update, because you would think she would have quit the show because of everything she was saying on social about what a terrible experience was and how terrible the edit was. I mean, I doubt the show would have offered her a full-time spot. I think that if she had gotten an offer, it would have been friend of. But what does that say about how Alexis and John are potentially viewed by like the network and production, that after this, as people.com made sure to include this thing that, yeah, I guess technically she's partially responsible for this huge increase in viewers. I mean, the network and production aren't necessarily known for taking a moral high ground here. So it's not like they are doing this because they're finally defending Shannon. It's because there's no more meaning or value to Alexis that extends beyond John. And that's entirely on her. That's on her and obviously on him. It's really, honestly, I'm going to say honestly 18 more times. It's really, truly kind of unfortunate for her, maybe. I don't know if she had a goal in mind when she joined the show. I don't begrudge her if she didn't, but it couldn't have been this. Like, there's no such thing as bad press. I mean, I don't. If you're only framing it in terms of attention, then sure. And I think, unfortunately for Alexis, that's what John craves the most. I think he thinks that one day one article is going to frame him in the way that he sees himself, that he absolutely requires his fiance to publicly and privately view him, speak to him, value him in terms of like, you know, he is obviously the sole victim in his relationship with Shannon, in which he bears absolutely no responsibility for poor behavior. And so he's just trying to claw his way back. It is one of those weird things where you just this is an episode about Alexis that ends up being about John. That's the whole problem. That's the whole problem, is that Alexis has no more value than John. She has worked herself into being an absolute caricature, which she continues to be on social when it comes to anything having to do with Orange County. And so what else would she bring to the table? It might be considered tired. Maybe the network and production decided we just can't do this because there's nothing else to her but this. I don't think it was Shannon being like, I'm not going to film if she's still there, because I think that there's probably an understanding that Shannon wouldn't necessarily, it just wouldn't happen. She's not in that kind of position where financially she could, I think, step away in that way. And there is obviously going to be a little bit of a new beginning with her friendship in some way with Tamra. There's going to, obviously the door was opened and now it's ever so slightly ajar. But with Alexis and John, it's kind of like, what value are you bringing here? We've already gotten as much of out of you as we possibly can. You would just be a continued storm. You would be a continued storm Spador. So what else? We've already checked out you weather. We know it would be rainfall, 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 thunder. So maybe we want the hope for brighter days, or we want a different kind of storm cloud. It's honestly genuinely unfortunate that Alexis only exists as a vessel to John, but maybe that's the role she envisions for herself most. Now she can be a full-time wife. How great. Although, who knows, if they fell in love and they fell in love with attention, and now it's just going to make their search for attention just a little bit more difficult, and you can't really join marriage boot camp until you're married. I don't even know if that show is still on air. Apologies. Maybe there's like a, you know, what's that? The like like a Taekwondo class or something they can take. They could go on a marriage yoga retreat. Like maybe there's something else that they can do, that marriage karate. Like maybe there's another, maybe it's not boot camp. Maybe it's spin class, you know, marriage spin class, which honestly, put them on a bike for 45 minutes and do 20 to 30 miles during that time. And let's see what happens. I feel like I've been on a 30 mile bike ride every minute of this season of Orange County. The cardio was just that high. My heart rate was just extreme. I'm sure that's the reason why I now have to see a cardiologist, which I allegedly quite literally do. So may their memory be what it is, a memory. A blessing, I guess, for Alexis and John. Now they can focus on their wedding and maybe they'll get a people exclusive. I mean, you know, there's somebody on Shannon Watch. So anything that happens is going to get updated. God bless. She is a queen. She's a legend. She's an icon. She's a thrill. So let's see what happens. They're going to get married because 2025 is thank God, not 2024. And so I guess we'll continue to hear Alexis threaten to start a podcast or an Instagram live or reel series or something else. I don't know. I think the difficulty for them might be if they're folk, and this is all just this is a vision. This is a dream. I don't know what the future will hold for them, aside from them, I guess, holding each other. But if they wanted to start something, I mean, the irony kind of is that Rachel Raquel left Going Rogue after there was no more Rogue to go. So now I think it's hosted maybe by her former publicist. If I didn't actually listen to the episode that Alexis guest hosted, but I very well might. I just genuinely very well might. I just kind of feel like, what is there for Alexis and John to discuss if it's not built solely around Shan? Like, the argument is, Shannon, stop talking about us and we'll stop talking about you. But what if Shannon really does stop talking about them? And regardless, what if she doesn't? We've already seen a full season of them doing the, if she's talking about us, we're going to talk about her. We're going to talk about her regardless of whether she's talking about us, because I lived her. And so now I'm a speak of her at all times. As a way to neutralize my own hideous behavior, as a way to absolve myself of my many sins. I don't know how that will work for them. I don't even know what interest there is to maybe see or hear that. But when has that stopped anyone ever from doing anything in and outside of the Bravo universe? I guess that is a little bit of a to be continued. So how am I feeling this morning as I come up with 5 to 6 words? I'm feeling okay about it. I honestly, over the course of this 3 to 4 minute episode, I feel a little bit like this is right. This is what needed to happen. This is honestly inevitable when you bring nothing else to the table and the table only has 3 legs, which, you know, going off of what Shannon has said, three legs is appropriate. So there's something positive about John. That's one thing. And he has a house by a boat on the water. That's nice. So that's 2. And I guess he listens to his kids when it helps him on and off camera do terrible things. So that's 3. I guess, you know, I think this is, I'm just seeing a pencil that was sent to me in the lead up to, why is there a pencil on the desk? Great question. But in the lead up to the election, that was like a Yay Women pencil that was sent to me, and it says, "Will you shut up, man?" And I feel like that's to John, but also myself. I hold that pencil while recording. I just kind of feel like this is it. You know, when life gives you lemons, put 9 in a bowl, put that bowl in a hotel room situation and watch John propose to Alexis and then ignore said bowl. This feels like the perfect kind of mini chaos after that mini chaos AG investigative episode, where I looked into whether they had quite literally put 9 lemons into a bowl into their engagement proposal series of photos on Instagram, which you can listen to now, because I also put it up recently as like a throwback listen over Thanksgiving. So, you know, great. Mazel tov, mazel of the day to all of us. This feels, again, as I said, inevitable. It feels accurate, feels right. I do think it was the right call. I think the call is coming from inside the house. As Alexis said, I don't think she really is that surprised about it. And maybe it will change things in a good way in their relationship. I don't know. People thrive in wild ways, and maybe them feeling like they were united. This is something Alexis said previously, that like the feedback from the audience and criticism made their relationship go stronger, become stronger. So I guess this means they're going to be air fucking tight. I mean, it's Tupperware love at this point. And not the kind that I use, which is just takeout containers that do absolutely nothing when it keeps frozen food from not developing their own icicles. And in the words of what I kind of fucked up when I was just reading this, she says, "I can't say it came as a shock. It did not come as a shock." Oh, no, I guess I did say that correctly. But I don't understand why she would have wanted to come back in any way, just based on what she had said. But people are complicated and interesting. And maybe the worst thing about Alexis is the fact that she comes across as so fucking simple. But there we are. Here's to season 19, on the road to 20. What does this mean for other friend of spots? Will Victoria Gumbelson come in as a friend of? Actually, honestly, the way that I envisioned it previously, even just in terms of like a reunion couch, I wanted Vicky there as long as Alexis was there so that Shannon had a defender. Now season 19 might genuinely be the right time to bring back Vicky in a friend of position if they were considering it at all, because if Shannon is maybe making things okay with Tamara, if they're kind of doing that dance and you throw Vicky in and she and Tamara fucking hate each other, then that might actually be an even better counter to season 18, because now there's someone who viscerally can't stand Tamara in the ways that Alexis would not fuck with Shannon at all. And if Vicky wanted to make that her sole being goal, mission, background, whatever, and being back as a friend of for season 19, I could absolutely see that happening. And I don't think she bears any additional responsibility because she brings with her a legacy. So there we are. I just had to hop on the mic. I just had to. Woke up, saw the news, saw some raves for my queen, Audra McDonald, who I saw in Gypsy thanks to friend of Sweet Baby Dill. He had press seats. We were fifth row orchestra center. He looked up the cost of those seats after. I was like, that is more money than I will ever see in my life. It was an incredible, incredible performance. And if you are a Broadway diva in any way and you're coming to the city, well, Audra McDonald, and being essentially 12 inches from her during Rose's turn at the end of Gypsy, the shortest musical, as we all know, in the history of Broadway, running at a spry, probably 245, I think, maybe, with that intermission, possibly, maybe. It was an unbelievable performance. And I've just honestly been in bed for the last week. And so Dylan got me out by using as bait tickets to see Audra and Gypsy. And I went for it, and it was the right call. It was just an unbelievable performance. It opened last night. And so if you have any interest in seeing a show on Broadway, there are so many to choose from, but genuinely Audra McDonald's Rose's Turn, her 11th, the 11 o'clock number in Gypsy, one of the greatest musical songbooks known in the history of Gypsy, the history of Broadway. It's an incredible, incredible performance. So that's a Sarah pick. That's a galley pick, because it opened last night, and so I read some of those reviews. I was waiting for the New York Times review with like bated breath, because I'm deeply invested in Audra McDonald's search for a seventh Tony win. So there we are. Alexis is out. Audra is in. Everything's coming up roses. And also, 9 lemons in a bowl. Perfect fit. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. I have to now go watch, I'm running late, watch Salt Lake City and Beverly Hills very quickly before recording AG Classic with the guests coming to the Clawfest. So I will most certainly chat with you soon. Bye-bye.
At
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.